CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Tom Joslin and Bill Raggio, the senior fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who keep the Long War Journal. Afghanistan much in the news, but Al-Qaeda never far out of it. Al-Qaeda and Taliban are integrated and are on the eve of what is presented as a great success. This translates into Al-Qaeda's other branches taking credit for or advancing in similar fashion by the Taliban. Does it also translate into raising money? Tom, you've written up an announcement by the U.S. Treasury about Al-Qaeda fundraiser and banking information out of Turkey. Is this fresh information to Treasury, or is this business as usual for how Al-Qaeda worked over the years? Is there any change in the face here?
Well, John, there's some new details on what the Treasury Department and State Department revealed last week, and they identified a figure in Turkey, Hassan al-Shaban, who's been basically funneling money from Al-Qaeda from all the way from North America, interestingly enough, and throughout Africa and elsewhere to the so-called Mujahideen in Syria. And he's been doing this for some time, and he has been basically what the Treasury Department says is that his account information, his banking information, was provided to Al-Qaeda members as a safe port for them to send their money to make sure it went to the right sources. So this is pretty interesting. There are other figures who were identified by the Treasury Department last week as well. But this is part of a longstanding pattern now. The Treasury Department in particular has identified Turkey as a logistical hub for ISIS, while also identifying members of Al-Qaeda, who of course are opposed to ISIS, as operating in Turkey as well. And this logistical hub is used to supply funds to jihadists, transfer personnel, move supplies. The Treasury Department's identified procurement agents, for example, for ISIS who live and operate in Turkey. And at one point, the Treasury Department also identified the former finance emir for Mosul, which of course was one of the two de facto capitals for the Islamic Caliphate. Basically identified this individual as someone who had moved to Turkey after the fall of Mosul. And they did this, the U.S. did this in conjunction with the Iraqi government, basically trying to put pressure on Turkey to basically end his safe haven and crack down on him. And this speaks to a longstanding story here, John, where Turkey really is in a lot of ways similar to Pakistan. It's a duplicitous American ally. Unlike Pakistan, it's actually a member of NATO, which is a problem, we would say, in the long run. Turkey has basically adopted this posture where it's often in bed with extremists and jihadists who are on its side of various conflicts. And they are, in fact, opposed to the U.S. and its allies on the other side of those conflicts. So this is a big problem.
And do we see any change in Al-Qaeda's method of raising money? Or is this the same thing we started learning 20 years ago? It features a global headline and then passes the hat. Is it the same as ever, Tom?
You know, it's funny, John. I often get asked for insight into what Al-Qaeda's budgets look like or how much money they're raising. And the simple truth of the matter is no one really knows. We only get snippets of information here and there. We do know that Al-Qaeda's branches in Somalia and West Africa, Yemen and elsewhere, they do raise money through local taxation from the territory they control. They have multiple streams of revenues that they use, including from donors and from other unsuspecting sources. But nobody really knows what the total budget looks like or where all the sources of flows are coming from. The information we got last week indicates, however, that this is a fairly advanced and significant financial network that's being operated out of Turkey and is pooling funds from multiple sources to go into Al-Qaeda's coffers.
Yes, you cannot run a global terror outfit without cash. Bill, I come back to you because always checking. The Taliban over these many months and years has been careful to leave out Al-Qaeda in its announcements and to deny always that Al-Qaeda is involved in its successes. Does that continue? Was there any interruption in these last weeks, Al-Qaeda leaking through the Taliban success?
Yeah, the Taliban continues to maintain that there's no foreign fighters in Afghanistan and that it doesn't provide shelter to Al-Qaeda or other foreign jihadists. We all know that's not true. The Afghan military frequently reports on the killing of Al-Qaeda fighters, particularly in southern Afghanistan, in Helmand and Kandahar provinces. The Taliban has done a very good job at keeping this under wraps and convincing Western reporters and Western officials that it isn't supporting, you know, that it doesn't, that its relationship with Al-Qaeda is non-existent. But even the United Nations in its recent report noted that the Taliban or Al-Qaeda is operating in at least 15 provinces. This is something we've, Tom and I have documented in numerous times at various points. This is from Al-Qaeda's own propaganda. So Al-Qaeda itself, it's kind of, it can't contain its glee. But since this is being issued in Urdu, no one's picking up on the fact that, other than sources like the United Nations, is really picking up on these deep, deep ties between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
And Tom, just making certain, is it still the case in Washington that the withdrawal from Afghanistan does not strengthen Al-Qaeda's hand in the whole region? Is that still the narrative?
You know, I think that they basically, you could find that there are contradictions in the narrative coming out of Washington. On the one hand, you have senior American officials, including President Biden, wanting to say that Al-Qaeda is degraded and therefore we can leave Afghanistan and not have to worry about it. On the other hand, you hear these reports that there's going to be this quick Al-Qaeda resurgence if the Taliban is successful in basically winning the war in Afghanistan. What Bill and I have argued all along is it's not about an Al-Qaeda resurgence. They've been there for years. They've been there the entire time. And the U.S. has consistently underestimated their presence in Afghanistan. It's one of the main problems in the war in Afghanistan is that the U.S., after all these years, couldn't provide a rigorous, intellectually sound intelligence estimate of what Al-Qaeda looks like and how it operates in Afghanistan and the surrounding countries. So basically, this is one of these issues where this isn't about Al-Qaeda making a comeback in Afghanistan. They've been there for years. And what you're going to find after, in the coming months, we suspect, if the Taliban is successful in taking over more territory, including provincial capitals in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda is going to acknowledge in a more robust way its presence and what it's been doing. We've been following their literature in Arabic, for example, their weekly newsletter. They advertise they're taking part in operations on behalf of the Taliban on a very regular basis.
Tom Jossen, a senior fellow. Bill Rajo, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, both senior editors for the Long War Journal, The Taliban on the Offensive. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.